Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it's coming to Pennsylvania, maybe. I'm talking about recreational marijuana for adults. But yesterday, Dom Giordano's show, we kind of swerved into this federal law and stops marijuana users from buying guns, which I found to be pretty curious, to put it mildly. So Senator Dan Laughlin is from Erie, Pennsylvania. I maybe jokingly said, someone said, well, what else are you going to do in Erie? There's not too much to do there. It's winter all the time. Let's go to Senator Dan Laughlin, who's a Republican, on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Senator, welcome to Philadelphia. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, Tom.
Well, Erie, you know, I've been across Pennsylvania, and I asked representatives, a lot of them, some of them in the legislature for 20 years, have you ever been to Erie? And they say, God, no, I haven't been. It seems like it's at the end of the world when it comes to the state. So we're very glad you're with us. Would you characterize yourself as kind of libertarian?
I certainly have that streak, Dom. When I was younger and first got out of high school, I initially registered as an independent, and then I registered as a Republican after that, but I've always had a very independent streak.
What seems to be then with that kind of angle, it seems to be for you, you think this is a revenue thing, small businesses and the like?
Well, actually, the revenue is really at the bottom of my list. I agreed to do this bill because I want to be responsible about this. One of the things that a lot of people don't know about me, and obviously wouldn't have any reason to know this, and I checked with my son. He told me I could talk about this. When my oldest son was in 10th grade, I had an issue with him with marijuana. I actually had my own son arrested for having it in my house. So I don't come at this as an advocate. I come at this as this is the most responsible way to deal with what I see as an issue in Pennsylvania.
Okay, but legalizing it, though, why is that the most responsible way to come about it? What will you, are you someone who thinks, well, this is something you can control if we put enough regulations around it?
Well, I think there's a couple things, Dom. If you talk to anybody that's, like, say, under the age of 25 and ask them, would they have any problem getting their hands on marijuana? And I had this conversation with my own children, and they laughed and they said, I could have a bag of weed delivered to the house in under an hour, and that's better service than you can get out of Amazon. And that's when I realized that regulating this was probably the best approach.
Now, how does the gun part come in? Yesterday we had on two mayors that are friends of the show, Senator, talking about, and I asked them about this. Apparently, if it's medical marijuana, then they know, they take away your guns. And that, to me, was pretty amazing under federal law. How does it play out to what you're doing? It says, Philly.com says that topic of barring marijuana users from Second Amendment rights has come up.
Well, it is, and it's a federal law that's still on the books. It's a law that is not being enforced, and I believe that the Biden administration is hopefully going to take a look at that and clean that up. As the entire country is moving towards legalization, I don't believe for a minute that as a country we are going to take anybody's guns away for using a legal product. It would make about as much sense as walking into a liquor store and having to turn your guns in. So those are issues that, there's still some antiquated laws on the book that need to be addressed. But I don't believe, I haven't heard of any cases across the country where people are actually knocking on your door and saying you got to turn your guns in because you have a medical card.
You did this with Sharif Street, who's been on the show sometimes before, Senator, and the paper here says it would allow residents 21 years of age. Why 21? Why not 18?
Well, we felt it was similar to purchasing alcohol. And, you know, one of the things, one of the reasons that I'm willing to be one of the prime sponsors on this bill as a Republican is because we're trying to be responsible about this. And, you know, I don't want 18-year-olds drinking whiskey either. So that's why we set it at 21 years. We felt that, you know, it made sense to do it the same as alcohol in our state.
Here's the other thing that intrigues me that I like, and Jersey, to our knowledge, does not. We're looking at Colorado. I'm going to ask you in a moment if you've talked to anyone there. But you would allow growing up to 5 marijuana plants. I think Colorado is 6. The Jersey law, as we understand it, does not allow that, which is a dead giveaway to me that it's about something else other than meeting the needs of adults who clearly want this in Jersey, at least recreationally. So why allow people to grow it at home? Why do you do that?
Well, I feel that, you know, if it's legal, it should be legal to grow at least some. Now, we set a 5-plant limit because, you know, we didn't want someone having 200 plants in their yard and saying it's all for themselves, because then we know they're, you know, trying to supply the black market. And it's just, you know, it's about being reasonable. You're allowed to brew your own beer in Pennsylvania. You're allowed to make your own whiskey up to a certain amount. And we felt this was kind of falls under that same line of thinking, at least.
Yeah, it does. We're talking with Senator Dan Laughlin. So where do you think Pennsylvania, since you're a guy that's been thinking about this and talking to other people and bipartisan and all that, I think it would be close in Pennsylvania. Would you favor putting this up as referendum? That's what I always like. Maybe it's a talk radio thing. I like they did that in Jersey. I like part of it. We should force you guys to take a stand on big issues. That's why we send you there and vote. But I'm okay with the referendum, too. I kind of like that. If that were the case, what would happen in Pennsylvania, do you think?
Well, according to the polling that I've seen, if it was on the ballot this year, it would pass this year. It's almost at 70% favorite, and it's not the issue that would get people unelected anymore. Which, you know, maybe 10 years it would have, 10 years ago it might have. It's not like that anymore, and I will tell you this. I thought for sure I'd get a lot of flack being a Republican sponsor of this bill. And on my social media platforms, phone calls to my district office and whatnot, it's been close to 99% positive. You know, we've had a few angry calls, but not very many. And, you know, if you let me get a pitch in, for your followers that want to kind of keep tabs on this topic and what I'm doing, they can follow me on Twitter at Vote Laughlin, and I have an official Senate one, too. You can follow that one as well. But we took a stance on this. I've taken other stances that might not be that popular, but I believe in doing what I think is right.
Well, we salute that. I just have to challenge a little bit. Now, you're doing this day to day. Gut instincts and talk radio here. I don't think Pennsylvania is 70-30, though. Let me bring my producer, Dan. Dan, do you think that's the case?
I do.
70-30 in favor.
Yeah. I think that's a good assessment. I think, as the senator has said, we've seen a lot of conservatives kind of accept it as as something that should be done.
Well, I thought it was more maybe with Jersey doing this right next door, et cetera. Maybe it would pass, but it would be close, like 52-48, something like that. You know what I mean? It's I think people are not roused that are anti on this. If it actually starts to come up, I think you're going to – I mean, this is the state where – can we get you on this since you're on this? And you may be right. It's that widespread. Then why can't we as adults just go and buy alcohol like they do in every other state, you know?
Well, that's a similar but separate issue, Dom. And I think that here's what I'll tell you. all the employees of the liquor store system in Pennsylvania, anyone that I've ever run into, they're great people, very polite, very helpful. And I wouldn't want them to think that, you know, that anybody in Pennsylvania has an issue with them. I think our system of selling alcohol is antiquated. And, you know, they've come around a little bit, tried to make it more convenient for people. But I do believe that eventually that system is probably going to go away.
Well, I'll take that bet with you, even though it's one of my drives in life to live long enough to see it go away, Senator. But, I mean, just think about it. If we go as a state and we go 70-30, as you think, or something like that, to legalize recreational marijuana, but then you and I, to get a bottle of wine, have to go through hoops. Maybe it would help. That would be one of my pitches, you know. Well, I don't know. That might hurt the union coming after you, but my pitch would be, all right, you guys can work in the pot store then or something.
Well,
maybe that would happen.
Those are, I'm sure those are issues that will be ironed out as we have some public hearings on this.
Now, how about in Harrisburg? How about among your colleagues, though? Anybody else sign on to this other than Democrats like Sharif? Any other Republicans do you think are going to sign off on this?
Well, I don't have any Republican co-sponsors just yet. I think they're probably in a little bit more wait and see how this starts to play out mode. I will tell you, and I'm not going to use any names, that, you know, behind the scenes, just chatting with a few of them, they're for it and they know it's coming. They just don't. I think they're just a little cautious about being the first one to sign on with me. That's all. But I can tell you that. As popular as it seems to be and feedback that I'm getting already, I think they're going to miss the boat if they don't get on board.
Well, I would say this. It's going to be an issue in the Senate race on the Democrat side and then probably in the general when Pat Toomey leaves due to Fetterman. And I think you don't think it gets done before that, do you, before 2022?
We will see. I think it's going to depend on public opinion on how fast this moves. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if it takes one more session to, you know, get past the election cycle for a lot of people. And, you know, it's kind of funny. You know, Fetterman, you know, seems like a nice enough guy, and he's given me a couple shout outs on social media and whatnot since I signed on to the bill. And yet, for all his advocating for legalizing marijuana, I think some of the things that he's done are actually hurting the efforts. I'm taking what I consider to be a reasonable and fairly conservative approach to this, and then just, you know, hanging flags off the balcony on the state capitol makes it seem like a very sophomoric, you know, almost college prank. And it doesn't need to be that. That's not going to build support amongst the Republicans that need to, you know, that he's going to need their help to get this done.
Absolutely. You're a much, much better voice. Boy, I hope you'll come back. A lot to talk about with you, Senator. Give us an update. You have Dan's information. We'd love to hear as this moves forward.
Yeah, absolutely, Tom. And I appreciate the chance to be heard in Philadelphia. We are... you know, we're looking at what's next in my political career as well.
Oh, what would that mean, possibly?
Well, I'm not ready to talk about that yet, but I am considering a few other options.
Okay. Well, President, we'd like to be on the ground floor of that. But, Senator, thank you. To be continued on that also.
All right. Thank you, Tom.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.